And before we head off for the march, because she does have to leave, we have Cindy Sheehan, who is the candidate for governor for the state of California for 2014. She's here to support us, and I want to give her the mic and give her the opportunity to speak to you now.
Hello, family. Hello, family.
Hello.
Say hello.
Hello.
We are not outsiders because we all have the same broken heart. And I met Andy's parents, and I was there almost 10 years ago when I found out my son had been murdered. My son was murdered by George Bush and Dick Cheney and the policies of empire. You know, George Bush and Dick Cheney are criminals. Apparently, Eric Gelhaus is a criminal. But they're just symptoms. There's a disease. It's a systemic disease that allows these things to happen without accountability. Eric Gelhaus needs to be held accountable. I've spent more time in jail for protesting than this man has for murder.
Yeah.
Right? Jailhouse for Gelhaus. And when my son was killed and I demanded accountability, tens of thousands of people stood with me around this world. And we stand with Andy's family and with his friends and with his community. I don't see Governor Brown here standing with you.
Right.
Governor Brown supports and covers up police murders.
Right.
Cindy Sheehan stands with the people because I am a people. And if we stand together, we can hold these people accountable. This isn't a political rally, but if I'm elected governor, things like this will end. There will be accountability for police, accountability for the corporations, accountability for the true criminals. So if we work together, and I see it happening, I'm just from Vacaville, which isn't that far, and we've had the same thing happen in Vacaville. Andy's family needs you. They need us. Andy needs us. We can't bring Andy back. We can't bring my son Casey back. But we can prevent this from happening to other people because we care about each other. That's one thing that they can't take away from us, is how much we care for each other. So I want to congratulate you for the work you've been doing here. And we will not give up until Andy Lopez has justice, till his family has justice. And I want to be here with the families of all the other people whose children should be alive, whose cousins should be alive, whose nieces and nephews should be alive. All we can do is prevent the next one from happening. Thank you.
Yes, we can.